What if you had a whole lot of worthless stuff, like people that bring things to the landfill? Ooh. What do they call it?
I wouldn't want you to ask my wife that. She has a bad term for it, but it would depend wholly upon the usefulness of the item. If some of it could be used, for instance, people lose very valuable silver in landfill because they go out like my children did. They just threw away a whole set of silver, Rogers Brothers, for me. Glasses are very expensive for China wear, and even Tiffany. Things of this sort. But in a landfill, a lot of items go in and people become disturbed of a lot of things. We've even found in some possession of people who were moving out or had been moved out, bottles of whiskey that had never been touched. A lot of brand new garments that were all cut up, you know, as if someone, the wrong person sent them, or they were just mad at the person who sent them. Perfume, oh my, you name it, just almost anything you can imagine. It just depends. A lot of times when we see a shipment coming in, and if it's a removal, of course we always isolate everything that comes in anyway. If it comes from hospital, well, we put this in a certain area, no matter what. We don't put that with anything else. If it comes from the commissary, we try to put it in a certain area. So if we can salvage something out of it, the men who work there, of course, we don't allow everybody to do it, but it's done. I don't, whenever the dozer operator is in the island, we all just have a good time.
Well, if you had a lot of stuff that was useless, say, around here, and you just...
Just junk,
yeah. If you had a room to keep that in, what would you call that room?
Junk room.
What would you say your wife would do, maybe in the mornings or at night, right before she goes to bed or something, to the house, you know, sweeping the floor and kind of dusting and stuff?
I better not answer that. I'll take the Fifth Amendment. because I'd have to say nothing most of the time. most of the time, she'll turn the dishwasher on when she gets ready to go to bed. Sometimes I wake up and I hear something in there drying in the dryer, wash or dryer, you know.
What do you call something that you sweep with?
Vacuum cleaner.
Or how about a non-electrical thing?
Oh, broom.
If you had a broom and a broom was in the corner and a door was open and you couldn't see the broom, where would you say the broom is in relation to the door?
It could be behind the door, very likely, where most people put them. Mm-hmm. That's a common place for broom, behind the door.
Behind the
door. They even have little gadgets that the broom fits into on the door, on the wall. As you open the door, it's visible right there to reach in. And so, in other words, it's supposed to be a handy item, a broom is, because you never know when you're to be used. It's kind of an emergency thing, you know.
A long time ago, it used to be kind of a tradition that women would do their what on Monday?
Yes.
Their...
Right.
They would do what? To their clothes.
Wash the clothes.
Uh-huh. And on Tuesday, what would they do?
Well, depending upon do the ironing, or sometimes they didn't even do it then, and maybe later in the week. Just depends on how urgent it was to, and what they had to do, for instance. Sometimes they'd wash and iron the same day, but depending upon the urgency of these items. And for instance, when I come in, sometimes if I want to wear the same thing tomorrow, I just put it in the washing machine, and when it's washed, I put it in the dryer and dry it out. I know we use press items anyways. Press is a great salvation.